This is your KMC update. I'm Senior Airman Ryan Grossclag. Pentagon Press Secretary John F. Kirby addressed media to elaborate on Department of Defense aid being provided to Ukraine amidst their ongoing conflict with Russia.
The department notified Congress of additional assistance activities under authority provided by the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, USAI, and under that initiative, DOD will provide up to $300 million in security assistance to bolster Ukraine's capacity to defend itself. Now, this, of course, underscores our unwavering commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and their territorial integrity in support of their efforts to repel the Russian forces inside their country. We've now committed more than $2.3 billion in security assistance to Ukraine just since the beginning of this administration, including more than $1.6 billion since Russia's invasion. Unlike presidential drawdown, USAI is an authority under which the United States procures capabilities from industry rather than delivering equipment that is drawn down from our own stocks. That's the difference here. So this announcement represents the beginning of a contracting process that will provide these new capabilities.
In the package being provided to Ukraine are Javelin and Stinger missiles, unmanned aerial systems, and other defense components. The DoD continues to see movement of Russian forces away from the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv.
We do believe that the Russian military intends to focus their efforts on the Donbas area and the east. We do believe that as they move forces out of Kyiv and Chernihiv and places like Sumy, that they are going to put these units into a refit regimen so that they can be resupplied, maybe even reinforced with manpower, and then applied elsewhere into the country.
To stay up to date with Department of Defense activities and announcements, go to www.defense.gov. That's it for your KMC update. I'm Senior Airman Ryan Grossclag.